This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. On Tuesdays, we cover education as part of our American Graduate Initiative. Today, keeping kids focused on school in school. The Dallas School District and the Dallas Yoga Center are working together to create a mindfulness meditation program for students and teachers. I visited one elementary school to see how kids are learning to de-stress. It's just before 9 a.m. and several dozen kids are sitting on the gym floor, their legs crossed and eyes focused on Daniel Sunshine.
Why is it important to be calm and focused when you're taking a test?
Because you calm your mind.
Because you calm your mind. And how does that help you when you calm your mind?
Because you can focus on the test and like pass.
That's a great point.
So Sunshine is a mindfulness instructor at the Dallas Yoga Center. Today, he's showing students at Joseph J. Rhodes Learning Center how to meditate. He's there with his brother David, who founded the Yoga Center. This is the pair's third visit to the school, one of four Dallas elementary schools implementing this technique. After getting the kids to think about why they should calm their mind, he tells them to sit up straight and close their eyes. Then his brother David teaches the students how to breathe.
So as we sit up straight, let's take a moment to relax. Close our eyes and just notice your breathing. Is your breathing shallow? Is your breathing deep?
The room is silent and most of the kids have their eyes closed, their chests moving up and down as they breathe in and breathe out. David asked them to hold their breaths longer.
So take a breath in, inhale, 1, 2, 3.
For 5 seconds, telling them to notice how calm they feel afterward. These are tools students can use anytime, he tells them, before or during a test or whenever they're nervous or stressed. Daniel Sunshine says a lot of research has been done on the effects of these techniques on adults. It's known as mindfulness meditation. And recently, there's been new research on the impact on kids.
From a general perspective, mindfulness has really been shown through studies to increase emotional well-being, so kind of decreasing stress levels, increasing one's ability to work with challenging emotional situations.
It's also been shown to help people focus and stay focused on one topic, despite distractions. Daniel Sunshine, a former KERA employee, says the research has also found these tools can increase the likelihood to help others or have more compassion.
In some studies, it'll show a significant increase, let's say in somebody who's in a room where there aren't any more chairs available, and someone comes in the room and that has a need for that chair, they might have a disability, and their likelihood to offer a chair to somebody in need increases after going through mindfulness training.
Jamila Thomas, coordinator for Dallas ISD's African American Success Initiative, says the research she read on the impact of these techniques on academic achievement convinced her it was worth trying. The partnership with the Dallas Yoga Center began with one school in October. The district plans on tracking student performance, and Thomas says it could expand the program if the data shows students' grades and behavior are improving. For now, though, there's anecdotal evidence, she says.
There was one second grade teacher who was taking their children to the bathroom. They were in line, and the children were sitting outside, you know, waiting to go in, and they were in their mindfulness poles.
Thomas says there are students struggling with issues at home. Teachers can't really change a student's circumstance, but they can help students learn how to deal with those problems so they aren't distracted in class. And kids aren't the only ones learning. During the meditation sessions at school, teachers have been learning how to use Tibetan singing bowls. Teachers are encouraged to strike these bowls in class, in the morning, after lunch or recess, and at the end of the day.
And so what we found is that as teachers do that, those 3 times during the day, that children are really in tune to what the teacher's saying.
Back in the gym, a group of fifth graders has wrapped up another mindfulness session. The kids say they find them helpful.
I've been learning how to stay focused and calm and take deep breaths when I'm mad.
It makes me feel relaxed. When I'm about to do a test,
it keeps me calm when I'm in line and stuff and people mess with me. I just move to the end and take a good deep breath.
That was Selena O'Conn, Oscar Garcia, and David Ante Brown, students at Rhodes Learning Center. For these 10-year-olds, mindfulness meditation is already paying off. Stella Chavez, KERA News.